that happen to be walking the sands of the KZN North Coast, and someone who's in town just for a brief stint, but who comes down on a regular basis because, hey, he's got a branch here. I'm talking about Victor Snyders, the CEO of Skin Renewal, and someone who is no stranger to the airwaves here on 88 FM. Victor, welcome back to Radio Life and Style, and I see you got the dress code for today. You're in pink, your breast cancer awareness badge on the lapel, and looking ready for Friday, am I right?
Absolutely. I was briefed by my staff, and we did a photo shoot this morning in Umhlanga, and I was told you will wear pink. So, pink it is.
Well, hey, listen, you pull it off, man. And it's great to have you back in the house. We've been having some chats off air, well, off live radio recently, as part of an ongoing podcast series, Renewed Thinking. We're going to be diving into another episode. In fact, just after this, while you're still in the hood. But I believe you've also, more excitingly, been venturing into the world of media creation, and there's going to be a whole lot more coming out of the Skin Renewal Story Factory. Tell me about your recent studio setup.
You know, it was really inspired by working with you guys. I've been doing a couple of podcasts with you, but I'm also doing a podcast with people in Australia, and I just finished doing one in Los Angeles. And I so much enjoyed it that I thought, is this something that we could actually do, both from the perspective of Skin Renewal, the business, but also something a little different, but allied to Skin Renewal. And what we came up with was to create a series called the Renewal Diaries.
The Renewal Diaries. I like that. Anything with diaries in the title seems to sell. Yeah.
And the sort of the entrance ticket to appearing on the Renewal Diaries is that you must have appeared in a diary at Skin Renewal.
Okay, so as a patient.
Well, it could be a patient, it could be a supplier, it could be a CSI thing, it could be a media thing. But what we're really looking for is people who are interesting, have got a great backstory, something which is motivational, mm-hmm. People who've overcome odds to reach where they have, the challenges. And it's not about us at all, it's about them. It's their story to try and uplift. You know, I remember a few years back, 24.com did this whole series, which I think was sponsored by Mercedes, was the Good News Stories.
Yes, and beautiful news.
Media has gone too much into bad news. You switch on media and it's riots, it's corruption, it's wars, it's aggro. And I really think that people need a lot more good stories to uplift them. And so many people have got great stories which haven't been told.
And you've got a unique perspective because with branches right throughout the country and sort of a window into lots of different facets of South Africa and different market segments, lots of incredible stories. I mean, how many patients does Skin Renewal see on a regular basis?
We see around about 10,000 a month.
A month. That's a lot of stories.
Across South Africa.
That's a lot of stories.
You know, if you've got to do four podcasts a month, that's 4 out of 10,000. I'm sure there are 4 very interesting people every month.
Amazing. No, definitely. You're going to have no shortage of content. In fact, I can see this ramping up and becoming a major part of the Skin Renewal offering.
Well, you know, it's also just a case of we want to have fun. And it's a direction that the world is moving in. Podcasts are becoming a big thing.
Yeah.
YouTube is the second biggest search engine next to Google on the internet.
Go figure.
And being able to run these things via YouTube or as audio-only podcasts just creates another channel. We may use it for Skin Renewal as well, but the real idea here is to start doing things which can uplift a lot of people.
I think it's such a forward-focused and exciting way to grow the brand. But as you say, without a focus on pushing service or just really unearthing great stories and sort of showing the heart and the why of your business. And that's something that we've talked about in the podcast, which is the fact that the business is obviously it is profitable, it generates money, but it's not about money. What is your why?
touching the people that we come into contact with, whether it's our own staff, whether it's patients, whether it's suppliers, whether it's media people. We need to make sure that every single person that we come into contact leaves that connection in a better state of mind than they were when they arrived. If we can just move everyone up by 1%, then you're creating something positive. And it's the strategy we've always had in our business. But we now have access to all sorts of tools and methods of doing that on a scale that is bigger than just the clinic.
I think it's so exciting. And the fact that you are super well traveled and you have your finger on the pulse of not just bleeding edge technology, but sort of stuff that hasn't even come out yet. I mean, you've just returned from some really, really interesting international seminars, and what seems to be a common thread running across everything is this AI wave that we're living in.
Absolutely. AI is really the hot topic at the moment in virtually every industry. And I attended a conference or a three-day workshop in Toronto, and AI came up continuously there. Then I was back in South Africa. I did an AI conference in Cape Town. And then I went to one which was a software-related conference for the practice management software we use in Las Vegas. And there AI was the big topic of conversation. The keynote speaker was a German guy who is a professor at MIT, but he's also the head of AI development at Amazon.
Whoa.
So we're talking about a really heavy hitter. And at the same time as all of this was happening, Yuval Harari's new book, Nexus, came out, which really is the effect of and the warnings and the potential dangers of where AI could leave us. So it's very, very interesting. And, you know, we've been using AI in the business probably for the last 12 months. But quite honestly, we have only scratched the surface. The things that are possible out there are absolutely astounding. But it's a tool.
This is the thing. It's never going to, especially in a medical context, I think, in an aesthetic medical practice, you're always going to need that human touch, that experienced human touch. And at the end of the day, your business is a relationship based business, and people want a relationship with a person.
Yeah, you know, we've spent a lot of time in trying to look ahead. Where is the world headed? And also in our industry, where is it headed? I'm of the firm opinion that we're going to see a fork in the road in our own industry. Mm-hmm. On the one fork, you're going to see the commoditization of what we do. When I arrived in Las Vegas at the airport, there's a machine that you can go and sit at. You put in a couple of dollars into the machine, and you put your hand in the machine, and it paints your nails perfectly.
Wow.
Perfectly. The color you want, the designs you want, absolutely flawlessly. There are machines that do hair transplants, completely robotic. So these trends are there. They cut out people. They were talking about aesthetic clinics with no staff, where you simply come in and it's a completely automated process.
You
talk to a robo, you talk to AI, you get treated by a robo. Now, we may be looking a little far ahead, but the technology within the next 5 to 10 years is going to be there. Mm. So you're going to see that happening on the one fork. But the other, that fork is virtually without human contact or very limited human contact. I think the other fork is one which is going to be far more experiential, because we are social animals as people. We need the interaction. We take our cues from how other people react to us. If a machine tells me I look great, I don't know if I will believe it as much as if you tell me I look great. more can be communicated with eyes and with a smile than through a voice, through a speaker.
Yeah.
And I think that you're going to see, on the one side, a very experiential thing, and on the other side, and it's, for instance, it's the way food goes. If you look back 40 years, 50 years, there were just average restaurants that you could go to. Now the world is consisting of either high-end restaurants or fast food, commoditized chain type food, where it's just knocked out.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to go to a spur when I had kids and my kids were young because there was a nice play pit for them. But the reality is now, at this stage of my life, I want experiences.
This is the thing.
So I'm going for something where I can talk to people, where I can interact with the chef, and it becomes an experience. I'm not a fast food person.
I didn't think you were, but that's very much at the core of the skin renewal difference as well. Apart from the fact that it's world-class technology, that you've got medical professionals, serious doctors that are in the clinic, and that everyone knows this, the standard of care is world-class, but the experience, the way you make people feel from the moment they walk in to the moment they leave, there's a difference in the way they carry themselves when they walk out of one of your clinics.
Not everyone is looking for an experience, okay? We've got to understand that there are some people who are just acquiring a commodity. Mm. You know, if you go to a butcher and you say, I want some chops or particular meat and I want it cut this way and I want it so thick and I want it to whatever, then it's customized to your needs. Mm. There is a price to pay for that, but the experience and the quality is something that you're going to get. Not everyone is in the fortunate position where they can do that or where they want that. Yep. There will be people who just want to take the pack of cellophane-wrapped pre-cut meat as it's provided off a shelf without human interaction.
For sure. And at knowing that, understanding that, you also you know that not everyone is necessarily your customer. So you know your customer. That's something that I'm quite sure of. You poured a lot of time and effort and energy into researching the different markets that you operate in and understanding who your people, your customer is, and providing something quite exceptional on the service front for that individual.
I'm in the UK fairly often because we've got the four granddaughters that are in London. And if I go to a supermarket there, for instance, Tesco, I buy my take my stuff off the shelf. I go to a self-service till. I put it in there. It calculates it. I put my credit card in and I walk out of the shop. I don't have to connect with anyone. And you know what? I don't enjoy shopping in London. Yeah. I love going to Woolies and engaging with the till operator and talking a little bit about life and whatever. And it turns into a conversation and you get a smile.
There you go. What's wrong with that? Nothing. That's what we need in our lives.
Well, we think so.
And listen, if you are hearing this right now on a Friday, and if this sounds like the kind of business that you'd like to be visiting on a regular basis, to love the skin you're in and to discover the elixir of youth, as we say, well, Skin Renewal, and Skin Renewal in Bolito, no less, is waiting. And if you haven't experienced the Skin Renewal difference for yourself yet, well, now's as good a time as any. We're heading towards summer, and if you want to make sure that you're looking and feeling your best, and for whatever stage of life you're in, I see right now on the Skin Renewal blog, there's a big focus on pregnancy and skincare, and making sure that there's an education component to all of your offerings as well, so that people understand where they are right now, to be taking care of themselves, making sure that they've got the right products, the right information, and that they've got the right home care as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for us who are in this business and are surrounded by it constantly, just keeping up to date with trends, developments, new products, new technology, scientific discoveries and whatever is a full-time job, and it's very, very technical. And unfortunately, that is not communicated to the public other than by the products or the things that are out there. And everyone says they are the best. Every cream is a miracle. Every cream claims to do things in its marketing brochure. But the reality is one has to test these, understand them, know the science behind them, and then educate the consumers to make better choices. And to understand the choices that they're making are not based on the marketing brochure, but are based on fact and science. And that's why it's a very, very integral part of our business, educating our customers or patients right through a process so that they know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what they can expect from it.
Brilliant. Well, you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, but you'll be able to hear it and see it in much more interesting storytelling format soon with the imminent release of the first few episodes of Renewal Diaries. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep yourself glued to the social feeds. Of course, Skin Renewal, well represented on social media. And these episodes very soon popping up on all good podcast platforms and on YouTube as well. And my special guest, Victor Snyders, will be the man you'll see front and center in the studio. But right now he's in our studio here, and we're glad to have him back for a visit. And a fantastic Friday. We're going to get into a more long-form podcast recording off-air now. But Victor, thanks for popping in and for giving us a little look under the hood for where things are at right now in the world of health, wellness, and beauty.
Thanks, Mike. Always great seeing you.
Hey, you heard it here on Radio Life and Style.